stood on the outskirts of an old ghost town. I brushed aside the cobwebs, walked in and looked around. I found a dusty diary beside a worn-out bed, dated 1882, and this is what it said. This town has 7 blacksmiths, 25 saloons, 37 churches, and 200 hotel rooms. More Longhorn Texas cattle than I have ever seen, and the finest little cat house this side of New Orleans. In the house of negotiable affections, every cowboy is as special as the next one. All the ladies are so lovely with their painted on complexions at the house of negotiable affections. From Kansas down to Texas is a long and tiresome course, and a cowboy needs more comfort than a sidekick and a horse. So he'll climb that spiral staircase to a dimly little room, where he'll touch those red silk stockings and smell that sweet perfume. In the house of negotiable affections, there's Kansans and Nebraskans and there's Texans, looking up at the ceiling, laughing at their own reflections, in the house of negotiable affections. I closed that dusty diary and laid it on a shelf. Then all at once the bed springs started squeaking by themselves. And I saw her ghostly figure, I nearly died of fright. She said, for half a dollar, you can stay with me all night. At the house of negotiable affections, she was wearing nothing but a pale complexion. I guess you might say I made a spiritual connection at the house of negotiable affections. There's a few old cowboy bones, mostly ghostly apparitions in the house of negotiable affections.